remain seated. The word of God is coming to you. And to prepare our hearts to receive what God has for us tonight, I want to welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Many years have come and gone since he walked upon our ground. They say lies don't last so long. So why is his story hanging around? Why do people stop and pray?
Tonight,
namhlanje ntambama,
Victoria Falls will never be the same again.
If Victoria Falls kayisoze fane foot,
because God has sent his servant.
UNkulunkulu uthumile inceku yakhe.
A servant he has used all over the nations of the world.
Inceku ayisebenzise ezizweni zonke zomhlaba.
Preaching his word,
etshumayela ilizwi lakhe,
with power.
Ngamandla.
And tonight,
ngakho ngalintambama,
it is the turn of Victoria Falls.
sokulithuba le Victoria Falls.
And not just Victoria Falls.
Achi I Victoria Falls.
But it is your turn. You in particular. God has a plan for your life.
Lithuba lakho wena mathupa. UNkulunkulu lenjongo lempilo yakho.
And the man God is going to use tonight.
Is
greatly anointed with a special word for you. If you are ready, as I am ready, let's rise to our feet and receive.
That's a miracle. That's why it's still the same. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
For with God,
nothing is impossible. It's not possible.
To those who believe and
say, I believe
God's word is still
the same.
I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. In Victoria Falls, what a blessing to preach your word in Victoria Falls City. Thank you for the many people that are here tonight to be saved and to be registered in the book of life. Thank you that we will never be the same again. We cancel our Satan's activities, hindrance and oppositions and frustrations. We curse the origins of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We arrest demonic powers. Thank you for healings, Jesus. Thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for healing eyes. Eyes are being healed. Thank you for healing legs. Thank you for healing cancer. Thank you for taking away the spirit of death. Thank you for arresting witchcraft powers, wizards, and all enchantment and spells against your people. Thank you, Father, for your power that is manifested here tonight. We give you thanks and praise. And everyone shouted, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Wow. First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Victoria Falls. We are thankful for you opening your heart to receive us warmly in the Victoria Falls area. After this campaign, all churches in Victoria Falls are going to grow mighty and strong.
Amen.
Amen. We also thank our mayor
for
supporting this campaign. And also the government for the support for this campaign. How many know that if the government does not support this crusade, it cannot come on? They will just give a reason and there will be no crusade. Is it not true? So we are here because the government of Zimbabwe has welcomed us and is supporting Healing Jesus campaign.
Zimbabwe, Esther Mugele, Wasisegela, Abe Healing Jesus campaign.
So, the Honorable Mayor and the other powers and the political powers that exist here, we say thank you and may God help you too. Are you ready for your miracle tonight? How many know that it's not common to have a crusade in Victoria Falls? So God is visiting you in a special way.
And
your life will never be the same again. Tonight I'm preaching about the great feast that Jesus has invited us to attend. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus visited somebody's house. And he said, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Wow.
Amen.
Since I came to Zimbabwe, I've eaten bread in Kadoma. I have eaten bread in Kwekwe. I have eaten bread in Gweru. I've eaten bread in many places. I've eaten bread in London. A few weeks ago, I ate bread in Mumbai in India. A few weeks ago, I ate bread in Manila in the Philippines. I've eaten bread in Ghana. I've eaten bread in New York. But there is a very important place you must eat bread in. The Bible says, blessed is he that will eat bread in the kingdom of God. One day, you will be in heaven eating breakfast. I said, one day, you will be in heaven eating
breakfast.
If you don't listen to what I'm saying tonight, you may be in hell fasting. Do you want to be fasting in hell or eating breakfast in heaven? Which one? Breakfast in heaven. Lift your hand, say breakfast in heaven.
Breakfast.
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus said, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of heaven. Then Jesus continued and told this amazing story. He said, a certain man made a great supper and invited many people.
Tonight,
Jesus has made a great feast. And he's inviting many people, including the people in Victoria Falls. He's inviting you to come to this dinner. Matthew 11:28 says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Matthew 11 verse 28. Hosani kimi, lonke likhathele lisindwayo, ngizokuliphumuza.
Jesus is now in the he's now having the mood. He's in the mood of inviting you. So you see Jesus saying, come.
We are born Jesus to Hosan.
Come.
Hosan.
Come.
Hosan.
Come to me.
Hosan igimi.
In Revelations,
Hosan.
Bible says, the Spirit and the Bride say to you today, come.
In Bible, little kusambulo, umoya, lomakoti uti Hosan.
In Hosea, the prophet said, come and let us return to the Lord. Come! 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 This is the time of invitation. If you don't listen to the invitation, you will one day hear something different. One day I was at an airport in
Belgium.
And I heard them announcing somebody's name. Mr. Big Staff, will you please come to gate number 401?
Doesn't Mr. Big Staff also number 401?
Do you know Mr. Big Staff?
We must do Mr. Big Staff. Big Staff.
Mr. Big Staff.
Big Staff.
Come to gate number 401.
Number 401.
Your plane is about to leave. And I heard, because I was waiting for a long time, so I was listening to all the announcements. I didn't have anything to do. There was no radio, there was nothing, so I, just announcements. And Mr. Bistaff, your flight is about to leave. Please come to the gate.
Nomzana Bistaff, information yako isiyo pagama sondele getini.
After about 10 announcements, I thought Mr. Big Staff was by now on the plane flying. Then I heard, Mr. Big Staff, will you please come to the information gate? Your plane has left you. Come to another place.
Mr. Big Staff ufuna sengenile kunjiza ngazokuzwa isimemezelo sokuthina kwa oza ngapha lapho kulombiko khona wabi from China yakusikuchile finyelela ngapha.
When you hear the invitation of God, come, 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 and you don't listen, a time will come when you will be called, okay, okay, now this way. How many are going to say yes to Jesus? At the back, I cannot hear you. How many are going to say yes to Jesus? Yes.
Yes.
What are you going to get at the feast? There are many things you should expect at the feast. Number one, you must expect the milk of the word of God. Bible says as newborn babies, we should desire the sincere milk of the word of God. When you come to God, He is going to give you at this feast the milk of the Word of God. That will guide your life. When you don't have the Word of God, you are guided by so many things.
What,
you have to read newspapers to know what to do. You have to read Reader's Digest. You have to watch television, Oprah Winfrey and other speakers. You are advised by all kinds of characters who have no business advising you. But when you say yes and you come to the feast, you come to start receiving milk, which starts to make you grow strong. When a baby is born, the baby does not need even water. Only the milk.
Yes.
In milk, we have vitamins. We have antibodies. Antibodies? Is that all that long sentence is antibodies? Is he saying the right? Is he interpreting correctly? Some of the interpreters don't interpret correctly. Is he interpreting the correct thing? Okay. In a milk, there is meat. There is bread. Everything is in milk. So when you come to Jesus, you don't need television, radio, Reader's Digest, Britannica Encyclopedia. Only the milk of the word is enough for your whole life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to enjoy the feast? The next thing that you have at the feast is meat. Hebrews chapter 5 says, strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. So you are going to receive meat at the table.
Oh, Hebrews chapter 5, 14, nyama, ilungele laba sebe kulile.
The meat is going to make you into a man. No witch can frighten you in your house again. One day I was in my house and I heard there was nobody in the house and I heard somebody walking. And I knew that no ghost, no wizard, no witch, no dwarf, I should be in my house. The demons thought that I would be afraid. But I have been eating strong meat. I rose up and I ran to where the noise was coming from. Go out in the name of Jesus. I never heard that noise again. The demons ran away from
me.
One day, a young person came to work as a servant in my house. I think either he was a wizard or his father was a wizard or his mother was a witch. He came on, I think, Friday. When he slept in the house early in the morning. He said, I'm going. I cannot stay here again. He said, there is a bright light and a bright fire here. He cannot stay here. From today, as you eat the meat of the word, every demon that is frightening you and tormenting you will run away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you excited about that? The third thing you are going to receive at the feast is bread. Bread. John chapter 6, Jesus said, this is the bread which comes down from heaven. I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
John chapter 6, Jesus said, let's
if any man eat this bread, he shall live forever.
Wow.
You are going to have nice bread. That is going to give you long life. When you come to Jesus, he will feed you. And life will enter into you. It has been shown by research that those who go to church live longer than those who don't go to church. Yes. Jesus said, I am the bread. Anyone who eats this bread will live, you have life. Whatever is killing you, whatever is going to destroy you through the bread of life, Jesus Christ, that thing is cut off from your life.
Yes.
Yeah. How many want the bread of life? How many want the bread of life? Another thing you can expect when you come for the great feast is water. Jesus said, whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. People are thirsty in this world because they haven't met Jesus. Anybody you see smoking is thirsty. He's thirsty, he's looking for something to quench a desire in him. All the people in the nightclubs who are dancing, they are thirsty. They are trying to quench their thirst. They are thirsty. They are looking for something that will satisfy them. Tonight, Jesus is inviting you. Come to me. I have a feast for you. I have water. All the thirst in you is going to dry up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day I met a man. He said to me,
what again?
I have had more than 200 girlfriends. But I am still not satisfied.
Only 200.
So he said, now I am going to try men. All the girlfriend he has tried could not satisfy his test. So now he's going to try from the back to see if his test can be satisfied. Tonight Jesus is calling you. And Jesus is saying, anyone who drinks the water that I'm giving him, he will just calm down and become satisfied in this life.
Wow.
Wow. Ask your neighbor, are you thirsty? You better find Jesus. Hallelujah. One day, is that one? Yeah. One
day,
a certain man, his father died and gave him a big house.
Hey.
But this man was drinking every day.
Why not malanga woke?
Beer
and not too far.
Whiskey
and not labo whiskey.
What do you have here in Zimbabwe? What drink do you have here?
He been drinking in Laila Pe Zimbabwe.
Matai Mundu. What is Matai Mundu?
Matai Mundu is a beer that is a creamy beer, and it literally means hold
you. Hey!
Hey!
Matai Mundu!
Matai Mundu!
Hey!
Hey!
People are dying for Matai Mundu! But Jesus is offering you water, the water of life! Whoever is thirsty! Whoever is thirsty, come to me and I will quench your thirst. One day I was telling you there was a man, his father died and gave him a house. And this man was drinking Matai Mundu every day. So one day he went to the bar and his money got finished. So he went to the barman and he told the barman, look, my money is finished. Then the barman said, well, your money is finished, it means your Matai Mundu is also finished. This man told him, he said, my father gave me a house and I have an air conditioner in the house. The house had many rooms. Each room has an air conditioner. He said, can I bring one of my air conditioners to the drinking bar so that I'll give you the air conditioner and I will drink all the air conditioner out. The value of the air conditioner. The barman said, it's a good idea. He brought the first air conditioner and he drank the whole air conditioner. Then he brought the second air conditioner. Drank the whole air conditioner. He drank all the air conditioners of the house. After that, he drank the furniture. He brought all the furniture. Everything he drank away. Why? He's looking for something. He's thirsty. Thirsty. Jesus said, I have the waters. Anyone who drinks the water that I give him, he will never thirst again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. At the great feast, after eating your bread and your meat and your milk and drinking some water, it's now time for some fruits.
So we need tuba, let's tell ama fruit.
Apples.
Ama apple.
Grapes.
Ama grapes.
What are the fruits you have here? Watermelons.
Ama cabe.
Galatians chapter 5 says the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against this there is no law.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 9 tells sigamoya uthando ukuthula injabulo ubunene ukubheka kude ngalokhu ke akulokumelana nakho.
When you come to Jesus, you are going to have fruits. And the first one is love, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. Some of you have been looking for love. You have had so many boyfriends. Hey! Each one of them said, honey, I love you. Some of you are now allergic to that word, I love you. When you hear I love you, say, don't start. When you come to God, you will find real love. Real love. For the first time in your life. Joy. Some of you have been crying. In your room. Into your pillow. Your pillow has received so many tears. Jesus will give you joy. Jesus will give you joy. You know, Jesus said, come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I like you. I like you. And I will give you rest. You, most people don't like someone with problems. But Jesus, he said, all of you who have problems, heavy laden, come to me. I will give you joy. I will give you peace. I will give you rest. Tonight, are you ready to receive joy and peace? Another thing to expect at the feast is healing. Now, everybody knows that sickness comes from what you eat. Yes. Most sicknesses come from what you eat. That is why you are supposed to pray before you eat. Because what you are about to eat can kill you. So when you come to Jesus and to the feast, you can expect miracles, healing, and health in your body. And tonight, you see the power of God practically here. Because Jesus Christ is a healing Jesus. So as you have come to this stadium, You can expect at the feast healing for your life. Whatever curse wants to shorten your life, tonight Jesus is healing you from that curse. You see, anybody Jesus met, he always healed the person. He met the woman who was bleeding for 12 years. 12 years. Tonight, any problem you have been having for 12 years, for many years, Jesus is healing you of that curse today. I cannot heal anybody, by the way. Only Jesus can heal. I can only pray for you. And tonight, Jesus is healing women of any gynecological disease in your body. If you cannot have a child, by the miracle of tonight, a year from today, God will bless you with a child. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When you hear powerful blessings coming from the Lord, you must swallow it down with the loudest amen ever heard in Victoria Falls. Jesus is healing blind people. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus came to Jesus. He couldn't see. You know, do you know Stevie Wonder? I just called to say I love you. That's blind Bartimaeus. One day, I met with him and I asked him, how did you become blind? And he told me, from when I was born. And I thought to myself, all of America,
America
and American technology could not open this man's eyes. But when Jesus met blind Bartimaeus, he said to him, receive thy sight. And his eyes were open. Tonight, whatever a man cannot do, God will do it for you. Tonight, whatever the doctors cannot do, Jesus will do it for you. Jesus is a healing Jesus. A man was brought to Jesus and he was paralyzed. And Jesus said, rise, take up your bed and walk. Tonight, whatever makes it difficult for you to walk, Jesus is healing you of that thing today. Jesus is a healer of children. Many people brought their children to Jesus. At this feast, you can expect Jesus to heal your child. Jesus loves you. I said Jesus loves you. And as you come to the table, you can expect Jesus to heal you. And finally, The last thing you can expect. You can expect the wine. The wine. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life eternal. Jesus Christ took the wine and he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you and you and you." When you come to the feast, there is a cup with wine. The wine is the blood of Jesus. That is what you can expect. How many of you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins today? You need the blood of Jesus. Why? Because the Bible says all have sinned. All means the pastor in the corner here. This lady here has sinned. This great pastor has sinned. This pastor has sinned. The mayor is a sinner. This pastor is a sinner. The chairman is a sinner. This lady who was leading the prayer is a sinner. This man who was taking the offering has sinned badly. And my wife, who is also here, is also a terrible sinner. All these singers are they are bad sinners. All the pastors in Victoria, all are sinners. And me, I am the chief sinner. Hey! All means all. How many have told a lie before? Lies. Raise your hand at the back. Lie. All liars in Victoria Falls, lift up your hand. Liars. How many have told more than 100 lies before? 100. Since you were born. Hundred lies. Aye!
Hey.
Amazing. How many are thieves here? You are a thief. Raise your hand. Okay. You are not raising your hand. If you are a thief on stage, raise your hand. You see, they are not raising their hand. Okay. How many of you have stolen something before? Somebody who has stolen something before is called what? So if you are a thief, raise your hand then. Hey! What about on stage? How many thieves are on stage? The mayor doesn't want to raise his hand. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? How many have been jealous before? Jealousy, jealousy. Jealousy in Victoria Falls. Raise your hand. Jealousy. At the back, please. I need to see your hand. What about the pastors? Are there any jealousy pastors here? They are not raising their hand. They are adding one more lie to the 100 lies.
Hey.
That is why we need the wine. That's why we need the wine. The blood.
Why?
How many of you have committed fornication before? Sleeping, having sex with somebody is not your husband or your wife, this one, some of you have to raise two hands with a leg and all up. Are you raising your hand or not? Are you raising your hands or not? What about the pastors on stage?
Hey!
Okay, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. It's okay. The Bible says, if you look at a woman and lust after her in your heart, you have already. So some of these pastors have committed more than 5,700 fornications. Hallelujah! Listen to me, my friend. Jesus said, "This is my blood, which is shed." There is a song which says, "What can wash away my sins? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." That is why Jesus Christ stopped preaching after 33 years and went to the cross, because his preaching alone could not save us. It was his blood that could wash away our sins.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, only one thing can wipe away all your many lies. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, one day my mother, she showed me a shirt, a white shirt that belonged to my father, and it had a lot of stains on it. And she told me, "This is caused by coconut water." And she told me, all the soap she has cannot wash that coconut. But my father likes to drink the coconut like this, and it always pours on his shirt. When you wash the shirt, it doesn't go out. That is how your sins are. No matter what you do, it doesn't go out of your soul. You think there's no record of your sins? Everything you have done is even recorded in your brain. Everything, I tell you, there is a connection when they make to your brain, it plays back your whole life. That is why God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, to shed his blood. Jesus says, "I laid down my life." Because only one thing, Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness or remission of sins. Tonight, look at me, look at my car. I came here. You know, Zimbabwe, a lot of people in Zimbabwe are religious, going to church, but you are not serious with God.
Yes.
Half and half. A little of God and a little of something else. A little of God and a little of the devil. Tonight God is calling you to come to his cross.
He
turn away from your sins. Stop fooling with God. And write your name in the book of life. Why?
Amen.
Because God is not a fool. You can fool men. But you can't fool God. You can fool men. You can fool your pastor. But you can't fool God. On the day of judgment. You know, some people think that the one at the gate of heaven will be an African. When you get to the gate of heaven and they say, no, no, no. Then you take your phone and you say, ah, let me call the minister of River Zambezi. Let me call the minister of the moon and stars. Hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm on the gate of heaven and this security man, he says I shouldn't come inside. Can you give him a call and tell him to let me come in? You remember me, you know, remember last time I helped you, you know, your contract, your business. So tell him, call him, I'm feeling hot. The fire of hell is behind me. I need to enter the gate of heaven quickly before I experience severe burns.
Usan kumbula shefu, saying the problem lava by a looting in Genesuluin, even a young Abun Kelly selling Dili Leliana shefu, only the Sufrogun Chisabun Ray.
The Bible says, how are the mighty fallen?
Lady Katiba with a Jani Abakinile.
The mighty
Abakinile.
I come down. God is not blind. God is not a fool. God sees everything. Tonight, my friend, Jesus is calling you to turn around from fooling. Playing with God. There will be no phone calls. No connections. No. There are some countries you can call the judge. And give him a goat. And he will set you free. Yes. There are some countries you can call a judge. Give him a television. You are free. Do you think you can tell Almighty God, I'll give you one Samsung television if you set me free? You are giving 42 inch television to God. No. Tonight, God is calling you. How many of you want your sins to be washed away tonight? How many are going to say, I'm going to serve you, Jesus, from tonight? Come and let us eat bread in the kingdom. A great feast is about to begin. Stand to your feet, everybody. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. If you are here tonight, you want to be washed by the blood. No walking, please. No talking. No walking, no talking, please. No walking, no talking. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. And you want to be washed with the blood of Jesus. Then your hand, lift up your hand quickly. And I'm going to pray with you right now. A great feast is about to begin. Say Jesus. I can't hear you. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for inviting me to the great feast. Tonight, I come to you just as I am. Please have mercy on me. Oh Jesus, please cleanse me and wash me from all my sins, my lies, my stealing, lying, killing, fornication, wickedness. Oh God, please forgive me. Please wash me with your blood. Tonight, lift your hand, say tonight, I open my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me today. Cleanse me. Take over my life. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Oh God, forgive me. I have played the fool. I'm playing games. But tonight, I am taking you seriously. Lord Jesus, I accept you. Say, I accept you as my Savior, as my Lord, as my Master. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I receive the blood of Jesus. I receive the blood of Jesus. I receive the blood of Jesus to wash me, to cleanse me, to forgive me from all my sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I dedicate my life to Jesus Christ. Tonight, I offer my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Oh God, say, oh God, please write my name in the book of life. Oh Jesus, tonight I am registering in the book of life. Please write my name. My name is. Mention your name now. Mention your name to God. My name is. Please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Now lift your hand like this, just like this, with one finger point. Say after me, Satan. Satan. Listen carefully. In the name of Jesus. Satan. I reject you.
I refuse
you. I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, from tonight, I will not follow you again. Satan, I will not obey you again. I will not follow you again. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this. Say thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus, for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Now wave your hand like this. Wave your two hands. Say, I love you, Jesus. I promise to follow you, to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I give you my heart. I give you my heart. I will seek you and I will serve you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Your turn.
Sikhulekeleke ngomva kwami. Wathi inkosi Jesu, ngiyabuya kuwe namhlanje. Ngiyavuma ukuthi ngiyisoni. Ithathe ongihlanze ngegazi lakho. Ongithethelele izono zami. Ongithethelele ububi bami. Ongithethelele ukuqamba amanga kwami. Ihlanze ngegazi lakho. Ungibhale igama lami encwadini yokuphila. Namhlanje Nkosi, ngiyabhalisa igama lami. Igama lami ngingu. Khuluma igama lakho ngakuyathesha. Uthi Nkosi, ngiyabonga ngokuthethelelwa. Ngizokukhonza Nkosi ngobuqotho. Angisayi kudlana nawe. Ngiyabonga Nkosi ngokumfela enqamulezweni. Ngiyabonga Nkosi ngegazi elingihlanzileyo. Ngiyabonga Nkosi ngokwenziwa ngibe ngumntanami.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Please listen to this important announcement. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
There is an important service here for all of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ tonight.
For 7 o'clock, Epsilonic Sasa, Lampe Stadium, Gulekozo, Ekakatekle, Yalaba Nigelimpilo, Jesus.
You are going to be taught the word of God as a new believer.
Uzofundisilizwi lenkosi, njengomkholwa omutsha.
And you will also receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Uyamukele njalo umbhaphathizo lukaMoya oNgcwele, sasekuseni.
And you will receive prayers for any disease you have.
Uyamukele imkhuleko yezifo zonke ezingabe zikhona.
It is a power conference tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for all of you who have received Jesus for the first time tonight.
Inkonzo yamandla kusasa lapha ekuseni ngo 7 o'clock. Kini lonke lemukela uJesu namuhla.
And all counselors, please listen very carefully.
Uma counselor lalelisa.
When the evangelist prays for the sick and invites those who are healed to come forward, you will also move around and write the names of the converts around where you are.
Lapho umevangelist ezakhulekela abantu abagulayo abize abanobufakazi bokuthi sebekhululiwe, lina lizohamba libhala amabizo alabo abaphendukileyo.
You are not doing that at this time. You wait during the miracle time when testimonies are being taken, and then you write the names of all those who have received Jesus Christ around where you are standing. God bless you.
Now,
no one should move. I want to pray for the sick, please. We'll be closing in a few minutes. How many respect God? How many want to say, God, I don't have any respect for you? If you have respect for God, I want you to give us 5 minutes more, please. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone standing. Whatever sickness, whatever problem you have,
Put your
hand there. Jesus is a healing Jesus. If it's your eye, Put your hand on your eye. If it is your leg, put your hand on your leg. If it is your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. If you cannot put your hand there, put your hand on your chest. Father, thank you for many miracles right now. Touch every life. Heal and deliver. Open the eyes of the blind. Cause miracles to break out in this place.
Tonight.
Thank you for miracles in Victoria Falls. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonders and your signs tonight. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Every curse following you, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. Receive it. Receive it. It's happening right now. Wherever you are standing, power is flowing in this place. Take it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Power of the Holy Ghost is flowing in this place. Father, thank you for your power. And thank you for the descending power from heaven into our midst tonight. You are a healing Jesus. And you are healing our lives today. Lift your hand right now and thank God for miracles. Thank God for miracles. Many, many miracles have happened. Many things have happened right now. People are being healed in the eyes. People are being healed in the knee. In the legs. Somebody here, you could not walk. You could not walk properly. Rise and be healed. Pain is going. Death is going. In Jesus' name, somebody is being healed in the breast. God's power is so real. You are the Lord that healeth. Begin to examine yourself. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. You had a pain. Check yourself right now. The pain is gone. Wonderful things are happening. You couldn't see. Check your eyes. You couldn't hear. Miracles are happening right now. Thank you. Everybody lift your hand and thank God for healing. Thank God for touching your life tonight. Thank God for touching your life tonight. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, we believe. We receive. We thank you, Lord, for your power that is here.
You are the Lord that healed me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word.
Thank you for so many wonderful miracles tonight in Jesus' name. Right now, as every eye closed, every head bowed for 1 second, wherever you are, if God has touched you, check yourself right now. Maybe you couldn't walk, rise and begin to walk. Whatever problem you had, something wonderful is happening now. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Check yourself. Right now, if you are here tonight and God has touched you, God has done something Not that you are believing it will happen in the future, but right now you can see that something has happened. Jesus has touched you tonight. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, then lift up your right hand. If God has done something for you tonight, lift up your hand. God bless you. Now, if God has touched you, God has healed you, you had a problem, you can see that something has happened. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. I need you to come quickly to the front. If God has touched you right now, you lifted your hand, God has touched you. Quickly come, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you, and I want to take your testimonies. Very quickly, very quickly. Come from wherever you are. Come quickly. Quickly, come from the back. Come from the side. Come from wherever you are. If God has done something for you tonight, come quickly. Somebody here, you had a lump in your breast. The lump has just disappeared. Come quickly to the front. Many miracles. Many miracles. Victoria Falls. Many miracles. Many miracles. Quickly. It's never too late for God to do miracles. It's never too late for God to do miracles.
I'm
evangelist saw on stage so many miracles. Wow. What is this? What is
happening?
Mommy has been healed of pain in the breast. You mentioned
that
somebody was being healed in the breast.
Tell us what happened. She had a pain on the breast. And the pain is gone.
Yeah.
And now the pain.
Give Jesus a mighty clap of praise. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she had pain in the knee for over 20 years. She says after the prayer, she cannot lift the leg with no pain, Mama.
Let me tell us what's happening.
What are you doing,
Mama?
I'm feeling good. I had pain for 20 years, but now I'm feeling good.
20 years?
Yes. How many are you 20?
I'm 20.
20 years.
And the pain is gone.
What are you doing, Mama?
Yes.
Are you happy tonight?
Yes. We are talking about Zahid, Mama.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus'
name. He's your body, he's your body, my daddy. He's your body,
my daddy. Healing of the eyes tonight.
Who could have been failing, I'm sorry?
I was not seeing properly. I had two operations. I had two cataracts, both eyes. They operated both eyes, and for me to see a little bit better, because I went to Zambia about 3 weeks ago to get these glasses.
And what happened to you tonight? We know where
they're going to change
about. Got tasting a bone and in a seven.
I can see clearly without using my specs.
Wow. You can see clearly now.
I'm seeing as if there's a mist of some sort in front of me, but it wasn't like this before.
Wasn't like this before.
No.
God has touched this man's eyes. Father, thank you for your power tonight in Jesus' name. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for two, said from 3 to 4 years. She sat these lumps in her eye, and they are always producing water. So even tonight, she was sitting over there, and the water, the tears were coming. Suddenly, after the prayer, now look at it, her eyes are dry.
Yeah, it's just for 3 to 4 years, I think. Even if I'm at work, I'm just using to squeeze my eyes. They had some little lumps inside, but now I can't feel them.
Give the Lord a mighty cup of praise. Hallelujah.
What
is that? In Jesus' name. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. God has healed this lady.
I've got 3 children. I had through a cesarean.
Too loud.
Before I had 3 miscarriages, and after the 3 children, I had 1 miscarriage. My uterus is always swollen, and I'm always in pain. I can't stand for long.
When
you started praying, I started off standing at the back.
You
know what? Let her finish. Let her finish. Yeah.
And one of the ushers, I asked for a chair, and he walked me down to sit there. So when you started praying, I felt a movement in my uterus.
Wow, that's the power of God.
There's no pain.
No pain. Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
We are Mangalai.
She's crying. Why are you surprised?
I feel pain every day.
Doctor, what is this?
She could have had at
adhesions from this. She's had three surgeries, and there's what we call pelvic adhesions. And sometimes you need to go back to theater for them to remove the adhesions. We call it adhesiolysis. Constant pain from surgery. This is how
this
is a doctor. He's a specialist. I brought him. I don't finish what I'm saying. I said I brought him to explain the miracles. And this problem only needs surgery.
Wow.
When you have three surgeries, this is the problem you are
and
going
tonight,
to have. And tonight,
the pain is gone.
I still want one more baby.
You still want one more baby?
Yes, I do.
Hey. She wants one more. Any lady here who wants a child, lift your hand. You are receiving that child right now. Father, thank you for miracle children all over Victoria Falls. Multiply us, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. And he's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this lady was sitting over there. She could not see you.
Let her tell us.
My eyes was in pain since 2014. I couldn't see even at school if I want to read. But now when the evangelist was praying, it's like something was moving from my eyes.
Wow.
Then I couldn't see you. Then my eyes started to be pain. But when you say raise up your hands, I started to see the evangelist and all the people were sitting.
Wow. She, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting, my dear?
Over there.
Over there. She could not see us, and then suddenly you started to see us.
Yes.
Is it not amazing? You cannot see, and suddenly you start to see. You are great, Jesus.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There's no one else like you.
Victoria Falls, there's a young lady. She could not see me. So what did you think I look like? Do I look like what you thought I look like?
No.
What do I look like?
You look like an angel.
I look like an angel.
Everybody say angel. Everybody say angel. Everybody say angel. He's an angel. He's an angel.
Wow. We are in Victoria Falls. God opened this young lady's eyes and she could see. And she says, I look like an angel. Wow. Give the Lord the biggest wow.
Everybody say wow. Everybody say wow. Everybody say wow.
What is this, doctor?
Back pain for 3 years. Healed tonight.
Let her tell us.
Bengile pain. Bengakwanisi ukuma. Okwesikhathi eside bengisiza ubuhlungu eqolo. Ngisithi ngakhothama uma ngisebenza ngizwa ubuhlungu njalo eqolo. Kodwa kathesi ngithe ngikhulekelwa ngizokuleyo into enganiyehla. Kwahle kwaphela kongasakuzwa kathesi.
I had a back pain for 3 years. I could not stand for a long time. Neither bend. Because I'll feel pain. But after the prayers, I felt like something is moving from my back and the pain is normal.
Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Doctor, what is this?
This is likely to be a thoracolumbar paraspinal muscle spasm.
Hey, yes.
A what? Thoracolumbar paraspinal muscle spasms. That causes this type of pain.
Or what else could it be?
Or spondylosis of the thoracolumbar spine. But this lady doesn't look like somebody
who should have that type of pain from spondylosis. Sometimes you can also have disc protrusion, disc prolapse with radiculopathy.
Wow.
But God has healed her.
God has healed her of every
happening.
Stroke for 3 years.
Stroke.
She couldn't stand. She couldn't walk. She couldn't lift his hand. Tonight is the first time Mama lifts the hand. This is the first time
she's standing. Wow.
She couldn't stroke for 3 years, Evangelist.
Over nyaka umthathu ubele stroke umama esehlo hamba esehlo palm sandla. Siyaqala namthi sandla kuphakama.
The chairman is smiling, says he knows.
Chairman yabobotheka ngoba uyamazi.
Wow.
What has God done for you?
We know when Zagele, ma'am. I don't know what happened to me. I only felt strength to stand up.
Strength to stand up.
She couldn't stand.
She couldn't lift her hand. She couldn't walk.
She couldn't stand. Couldn't lift her hand. She couldn't walk. Walk and let's see. Help. Wow.
Humba mama's phone.
Wow. Walk, let's see.
Humba's phone.
Walk, Humba Nati. Oh, Humba Nati. Oh, Humba Nati. Siaboga. Humba Nati. Oh, Humba Nati. Oh, Humba Nati. Siaboga.
What is this, doctor? Evangelist, amazing testimonies tonight. Tell us.
I've been suffering from rheumatoid arthritis since 2011. So today, while we were praying there, I could not move this hand of mine. But now I can turn it like this. This one.
You could not do what?
I could not turn my right hand.
Like this?
Yes.
You can see her joints are swollen and deformed.
Yes.
How old are you, my dear?
I'm 36 years old.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes.
And you could not turn?
I could not turn the right hand.
So how was it before? What would you, how was it?
It was painful when I was...
But now you can turn it?
Yeah, now I can turn it.
Wow. Stretch out your fingers like this. Stretch out your fingers. And there's no pain?
There's no pain.
Satan... Your power is finished. Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Listen. God is healing you. Anybody who has offended you, forgive the person. And the demon power will be broken forever. Jesus. In Jesus. I'm this way. Olivia.
Evangelist, this lady had a tummy problem. She's been to three doctors. The first one said it was what?
They said it was fibroid. And then after that, I went again to another doctor. They said it's appendix. And then I went again to another doctor. They said there's a problem with my digestive system. So all those three doctors had asked me to go for an operation.
Hey.
But then I didn't go for the operation at all. So I kept on praying about it. And then now as you were praying, I was seated just at the far end. I felt so much power in my stomach that I couldn't even stand.
You fell down? Did you fall down?
No, I was just losing power, so I kept on holding on to the chair. And then from there, now I'm fine. I'm not feeling any pain.
No pain. Three different doctors with three different diagnoses. Each of the doctors said you must have an operation.
Yes, Evangelist.
And tonight, God's power has touched her and the pain is gone.
Totally. I'm not feeling any pain. I'm fine.
Totally.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Yes.
Give Jesus a mighty Doctor, what is happening here?
Lumps are vanishing tonight.
Lumps.
Masses are vanishing. Tell us.
Bengi
nginohlupho 17 years. Manje sengile 42 years. Ngile one mntwana. Manje ngibe uthe khuleka bekusukumela isisu sami manje ngahamba kodokotela bathi namafibrox. Manje kuthe khuleka ngezwa kumuva something esiswini sami. Manje ansezwa le pain akusebuhlungu besiqinile manje sesibuthakathaka isisu sami.
From the age of 17, I had a problem, but I've got a child now. I'm 42 years old. I went to the doctors. They said I've got fibroids. But as the evangelist was praying, I felt power in my stomach, and the pain is gone. I'm no longer feeling any pain in my stomach.
Were you feeling something, a mass?
No. Now I'm feeling okay.
Feeling okay?
Yes.
Could you feel it before?
Yes. She was feeling some pain.
Yeah, no. When you have fibroids and it is big, when you touch, you can feel it. Was she feeling it?
All of my fibroids, she was feeling fibroids when she was touching it.
And is it gone?
She was saying even her stomach was swollen, but now it's fine.
It's shrunk. It was flat. It was big. The stomach was big. This lady had what we call fibro. The womb gets bigger and comes up. So when you touch your stomach, it's supposed to be soft. But when it's fibro, when you touch soft, hard, and you can feel it round like that. And this lady, you could feel it like that, but now the fibroid, she cannot feel it anymore. It has disappeared, and it does not just disappear because it's a growth.
My fibroids are sugile. Ngoba abe growth.
No lab. This is a doctor.
A specialist.
Jesus, thanks a million for your wonderful miracle.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Healing Jesus.
Olivia, tell me what is happening.
Numbness in the legs and pain in the knee.
Pain.
For several years. That's what she says. Several years.
Is the pain gone?
Yeah, let's start this sitting here.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of you. Doctor, what is this? Osteoarthritis of the knee.
Of the knee.
Yes, pain in the knee.
Osteoarthritis. Yes.
And numbness.
Numbness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your miracles, Jesus. Thanks for
evangelist,
your miracles.
This woman is marching tonight.
Marching?
Marching. She could not do this before.
Let her tell us.
I had sharp pain from my hip up to the knees because it was said it's severe arthritis. I couldn't stand for some time. Now I can even lift my legs up. I don't feel any pain anymore.
Wow. Jesus is doing, this is the first night. Tomorrow night, Bible says on the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up.
Come on.
So tomorrow night, Jesus is going to stand up in Victoria Falls. Falls is receiving, you see, every day Victoria Falls receives visitors who are coming to look at waterfalls. But this time, God is visiting Victoria Falls with His word and with His power.
Hallelujah! She's walking.
This lady is walking.
No pain.
We are having
no pain. No pain. Olivia, what is this?
This little girl had pain in the stomach. She will tell you herself. What was wrong with you?
I had a stomach problem. Then at school, I couldn't write exams. So I tried to write exams. After that, I came home. I slept. Then when I came here, then you said, those who have stomach problems be healed. And I felt the glory of God upon me.
Amen.
Wow. A
And is the pain gone?
Yes.
Pain is gone. Oh, how sweet. Thank you, Jesus, for wonderful healing tonight. Jesus. Amen. Bless you. Come this way. She's crying. Why are you crying, my dear?
Just for my brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Healed.
Another healing of the stomach.
Strength.
Severe lower abdominal pain healed tonight.
Out of line, the narrow street.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus.
To see.
Let her tell us.
So I don't know which language. Oshona and Debele. Debele Oshona.
And Debele Oshona. What language do you speak here?
Kuluma or Kwanisa, ma'am.
All right.
In Debele Oshona.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I was in pain for so many years. My doctor told me that you have got arthritis. Then after arthritis, my knees were so painful. Then I had this arm, this problem of arm. Then my stomach, it used to be huge like this. Then I can't go to the toilet properly. So, the time the pastor was saying, touch where it is pain. Then I said, my God, where should I touch? I've got this problem and the knees are painful. My legs, I can't walk under the feet. It's always as if I'm on top of drums or fire. And this arm of mine, I have been in Zambia for 5 months, since April up to August. Then I had to take my physiotherapy 10 sessions. Then after that, I was feeling so good. Then I thought, oh, God, you have helped me. Then I went to my home, this home of mine, at my home. Then I was going to church every day, telling people that I'm now okay. Then this problem, it means it wasn't. It's still on fighting. Sometimes it's still fighting.
What happened tonight?
Then I said to myself, I should go to those prayers because I'm always in tears every time. My blood pressure is always high.
What happened tonight?
I'm surviving up by painkillers.
Painkillers.
So today, I was very happy when the pastor says, then I raised my hands, then I touched my stomach, touch my knees. I used to say, do this and this. And after that, the hands were very heavy. After getting heavy, then I was feeling good. Then I said, it's me. But I still need prayers in my stomach. I still need some prayers because I'm not feeling well here. Then I said, today is my day.
Today is your day.
I told my children,
today is your day.
Today is
your day. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. Yes, Jesus' name. Let them come.
Crowds of light in the narrow street.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. What happened to you?
I've been in the UK for the past 9 years, and
you've been what?
In the UK.
Okay.
For the past 9 years, and 3 years ago I was diagnosed with fibroids, and over the years it's grown, and I had to come back to Zambia, and I was scheduled for an operation next week, but I told myself that Bishop is coming to Zimbabwe, so I traveled all the way from Chingola, Zambia, and I came here, and when Bishop prayed and said, place your hand, I have to wear a loose dress because it's swollen. But when I placed my hand, I couldn't feel the swelling. And I pinched myself in and out.
Swelling is disappeared.
I can't feel the hardness.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of a second fibroid vanishing tonight.
Fibroid. Women's diseases are going.
Can't feel it anymore.
Father, thank you for miracles tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Come on. Out of line, the narrow street.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Slow line.
Receive strength.
A fast line and a slow line.
Receive your healing.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Receive your healing.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Receive your healing. To give
it to receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
And in
your life, receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
That sees the heart of all men. For he knows his father's heart.
Jesus.
He speaks his father's word.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, thank you for a touch for every single person here tonight. Thank you that Victoria Falls will never be the same again.
Jesus.
Father, whatever you have begun tonight,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that you are finishing it. Thank you that you are doing it and accomplishing it. As we go and come tomorrow, thank you that whatever good work you have begun,
Jesus,
you shall bring it to a perfect end. Let the sleep tonight be the sweetest for many years.
Amen.
Thank you for your angelic power and Holy Ghost power that is released over the entire city.
Yes.
Whatever foreigners bring here that is evil, let it be canceled.
Jesus.
And let there be a visitation of God.
Yes.
A visitation of heaven.
Amen.
On this historic city.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your great power.
Thank you.
And blessing of Victoria Falls. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.